Hello all, I'm Sofia Kimenko, and this is the seventh episode of the podcast of The Globe. Listen to this episode to hear my conversation with Maxim Sukharov, who fled to Poland at the age of 13, lived there for 7 months without his parents and came back to Lviv, about Polish schools, choices and destroyed trainers. Hello, how are you?
I'm like not to complain. So far, so good, I can say.
So tell us a bit about yourself. How old are you and where are you from?
So I'm 15, schooler. I learn in a gymnasium in Lviv. I'm interested in some type of sports. Like right now I'm doing boxing. When I was younger, I done like 8 years of karate. I'm interested really into stoic phrases, like to watch famous people talking about something really good.
Yeah, oh, great. And so where are you from? Where are you living right now?
Right now I'm in Lviv.
And did you move abroad during the full-scale invasion of Ukraine?
Yeah, when everything started, it was like 24th of February 2022. It was really scary. It was tremendously stressful for me. But at 3 of March, we decided to move abroad because my brother lives in Krakow and he had like a place where to stay. And we decided to go with my sister and we moved. It was really hard. For me personally.
And how old is your sister?
She's 23, if not mistaken.
And did you live with her in Poland?
A few days. She lived in Krakow, but after she decided to move back because she says, oh, there is my boyfriend and I want to come back. There is nothing, so I will do it. And I said like that, what are you doing? Why there is invasion? What the hell?
So who did you live with in Poland when your sister went back to Ukraine?
With my brother. In that moment, he was 21, and he and his girlfriend, we decided to live with them. But after 7th March, happened something really bad, because my grandfather died, and my mom decided to go to funeral, and after I stayed alone with my brother. It's not bad, because I have my brother. But after, my parents say, do you want to go to school? They're like, countryside, not in Krakow. And they say 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm sitting with war with that what happened and thinking, all right, I will try. It's like 2 weeks. What could be worse? Like, so I said yes. I can say that was not the best decision in my life. So I moved there. And it was in Szczucin, 100 kilometers from Krakow. And it's like near Tarn. And I moved. I don't know Polish. And I know only dziękuję bardzo. And that's it. It's like people I don't know. And I said, Cześć, all right, hi. And they gave me a flat where to live, not a flat, like a room, because like it was a house. And after there was only one school, they said, all right, we can take him to study. And I agreed. I was one only Ukrainian in that school. It was really stressful because nobody knows Ukrainian and you only need to learn that new language. I was really grateful for me and my parents that I learned English, and I with some teachers communicate also is Russian language, because older community in Poland knows somehow, they understand, like, you know, it was combined three languages. It was really hard, but I had a passion to keep up with that, to make a steps in that way. So first day of school, and every Polish child asks me, are you from Ukraine? Are you from Ukraine? Are you from Ukraine? I said, yeah, of course. Hi. And everybody wants to meet with me. Like they said, oh, give me your Instagram, give me your messenger, give me your... And I said, all right, not bad. I met a lot of friends. It was a language barrier, you know. It's like it was hard to communicate with them. But Polish kids was really lenient. And they tried to somehow to communicate with me.
Great. Yeah. So was it hard in general to adapt to Poland?
I would rather to say it was really hard. It's like mentally, you know, because I felt frustrated a bit in everything what happens in the world. I had first time no friends, no communication, like live communication, because it was first days. And I sat and somehow, like, in sometimes in the evenings, I sat and I people cried a lot, and I didn't know what will be next, what will be happen. I worried about my relatives who lives in Ukraine, and I think it would be better if I was in Ukraine and read this news and live in that, than I sit in Poland with nobody and reading that news that happens in Ukraine. You know, you see, you were watching your phone that like there is rocket in Lviv. Like also the bad story is that my grandmother, grandfather was from Kharkov, and they lived in the eastern Saltovka, if I'm not mistaken. And it was not the best hood where you can live in that city. And I was also worried about when after they moved to Lviv, I felt much better. But personally for me, I would say that like that's what happened 7th of March, and everything like war, and it was mental, not the best time. But I managed to relive that moment and live like after.
Yeah, well, that's something good. What were you worried about the most before you moved to Poland, if you were worried about anything? And if you were, did the worries come true?
First one, I would say that's like new people. Because when you move, like you need to meet someone, you need to make new contacts, new everything, you know. New people, new place. New place, new people. And second one was language barrier, one of the hardest one. What was worries more, I would say. Maybe to make new friends, not only new people, but make new friends.
And what were the three worst and three best things in your life in Poland?
Three worst, as I say, it was mentally hard. It's like I thought that I would bang on my head every night, and I like sat and I was really sad. But like frequently I used to, as I say, it's new people. Like it's for me not good and not bad, but you know, you need to make new contacts, and like it was really bad. Maybe not. Maybe it gave me a lot of experience, you know. Third bad experience or thing was that I didn't make contact with people who decided to like me to live in their house, because I was shocked, and it was not to communicate with the people with who I live. But they really wanted, and I, like, we just didn't got attached. I don't know why. But I was always intent to make the content. Okay, three bad things. So I say this is like bad, you meet new people, but I would say right now that's like was good, because as I said, it's a new experience. It's you can bring some new things out from them, like, you know, because when you speak with much more people from the globe, you know, from the around the world, when you travel, when you speak with the people, just you can open your horizons more. You can broaden your horizons. I really got a lot of information and experience from them. That's first thing. Second, it's like was maybe the worst and the best part of my life, because after I ended the school, and I moved to my brother in Kraków, and like he gave me everything to feel comfortable and safe, and we traveled with, I saw a lot of stuff that made me who I am right now.
Yeah, sure. All experience forms us, definitely. And did you actually want to move abroad to Poland?
I would say yes and no. Because the first thing, we can come back to the what was worst experience. I didn't know when we will came back. And like when you see it, and you know, it could be or 1 week or 1 year or much more. And it's really killing inside.
All right. Thanks. And how much time did you spend in Poland?
I spent 6 months. 4 of them I studied, and after they said okay, bye bye. So everybody knew that, but like it was funny. And after 3 months with my brother, But like, as I said, it was 3 months, the best 3 months, and I became really close with my brother. We like right now is the best friends, and I love him.
Great, fantastic. And then why did you come back to Ukraine? Why didn't you stay in Poland?
So there is a lot of pluses and minuses in that situation. I worked in a Galeria Krakowska, it's like home where you can buy some clothes and so on. And my dad phones me and says, do you want to stay or you want to come back? And I, okay, what could be when I will come back or what will be when I stay? So I was thinking about it more than 1 month, you know. And I decided to come back to Ukraine because in Poland, there is everything great, where everything is amazing. It's like people are lenient, charmful, but I would say that there is education, formal education. Because when you end 8 classes in forms in Poland, after you have 4 or 5 years of technicum or gymnasium. And it was like too long for me because they saved me in this 7th form and I said, like, why 7? I know everything. Why did you put me there? But they said like age and you. So in Ukraine, I will study 2 years from that moment I would study. But I would stay in Poland, I would learn 4 or 3 years. So I will lose 1 or 2 years of my life like studying. So I decided better to end my education to 11th. And after I would go to the university there, then I would spend more years there. And after to make these exams, like after the school, as we have, for example, the NOR and MTA. So I decided to, because of that, come back to Ukraine.
Right, I see. It's actually similar in Italy. Also here, they study for 13 years instead of 11, which is a bit too much for me. So how does it feel like returning to Ukraine?
Was a strange feeling because you know you sit in Poland for 6 months. Why? Because when I came back, I saw that there is nothing beside of some situations. There is like suitable place or leave, maybe in Lviv, because there is quiet. I would say more quiet than in other cities. I felt majestic because, you know, when you living abroad and you can see your relatives, close relatives, your friends, and after I come back and you see everybody, you can say hi in life. And it was actually one of the best things in my life when you meet close people after a long time of living abroad. And after, I remember I was really angry because, you know, in Lviv, the weather is not the best always. And I remember that was rainy, foggy day. I wore new white trainers and new clothes, you know, from Poland, yeah. And I managed to see my best friends that I didn't see for a long time. And I go and I stay and my new white trainers are all in like trash, you know. It is what it is. I go to meet my friends, but and this is that meeting when I was at them. It was again, I can't express in words. It was I felt. But by the way, I really happy that I came back. Right now, I have everything by my like lessons, friends, like parents, and so on. And one thing is that my parents was not with me for I was 13 year old when I was in Poland I was alone. I used to cook for myself and you know.
Wow, impressive. Thank you very much for talking to me. It was indeed interesting hearing about your experience. Yeah, so thanks again and see you later.
Thank you too. Bye bye.
Thanks, bye. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave reviews and share this podcast with your friends. If you are a teenager from a conflict zone and want to share your story with the world, contact us at over.the.globe.join@gmail.com. Your story is important.